Hello and welcome to First Person Podcast Simulator. My name is Zach and joining me is...
Mike.
And it's E3 week!
Oh my god, you found it. Okay.
Oh,
I must say that is apt. Good job.
That's the highlight of the podcast. So
that's it. All downhill from here.
Yeah, if you thought it was going to get better after this...
Oh god.
Just hit that stop button. Delete it. Go into your recycling bin and make it good. But goddamn, do we have a lot to talk about.
So much. I mean, I guess it's kind of a good thing that we didn't podcast yesterday, because then this would be going up on Wednesday, and like, why are they only talking about Microsoft? There's so much more stuff.
Yeah, right, which we would have been missing out on, like, half of what's big in the news right now.
A lot of big information, yeah.
Yeah, if you're even listening to this, like, we don't really even have to tell you. People always say, oh, who won E3? But, like, you know, like, Sony really did pretty much win E3,
yeah.
It seems.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can't wait. Mike actually hasn't seen up till the end of it, which I think is the best part. Like, the latter half of that conference... is fantastic.
So I hear, yeah.
Yeah.
Still trying to load that up here. not watching it as we're podcasting about it, certainly not, no. No, I'm doing that with Nintendo.
Ah, yeah. Well, you can do that with Nintendo, because it's, you know.
Totally. So how do we want to do this? We want to just go in order of the conferences?
Sure, that sounds fine. Whatever we do, we need to do it fast, because there's a lot. There's just
a lot to fit into a time frame that doesn't really exist, but we follow anyway.
Yeah, we'll do E3 stuff first, and then we can just move on to whatever other garbage that we have. By garbage, I mean completely apt topics.
That you should totally stick around for.
Yeah. Guys.
Listener. So E3. E3 kicked off yesterday. Not like E3 show floor, but E3 conferences.
Yes.
Started with Microsoft in the early afternoon. In which they talked about the Xbox One and, actual games this time.
Yeah, which they made an important emphasis on, which I thought was just so funny, because, he literally said, it's all about the games. It's like, well, that's good, because the last thing that you showed us really didn't talk about any of that.
I think we all kind of assumed, rightly, that E3 would be about games, because it's a gaming conference, so.
Yeah.
If you're talking about TV the entire time, there's going to be blood.
Yeah. So your thoughts generally on what you saw?
Let's see. Microsoft conference. The only thing that I wrote down of note, and this is only because I didn't take notes as I was watching the Microsoft conference like I did with most of Sony, and I had to stop for reasons. But the only thing that I took out of Microsoft is the most important thing was that we got release window and pricing for the Xbox One.
Yeah, pretty important.
Thought that was important. So it's releasing in November for $499, which is important for some information that we will get later on.
Yes. Oh,
concerning certain other consoles.
Oh, well, I mean, I assume anyone who's listening to this has already heard the prices stuff. Yeah.
Sure.
But it's really funny because there's a video that shows the comparisons of the crowd reaction between Microsoft's saying of their price and Sony's saying their price. Oh, yeah. It's like it's black and white. It's really funny because everyone's going wild at the Sony. Like he says $399 and people just start whooping it up. It's awesome.
I mean, oh, brilliant.
Yeah. But
we'll get to how much Sony won during the Sony section of this.
Oh yeah. But the thing was though, in general, my feelings were, if I didn't dislike the direction that Microsoft's going in terms of this next console generation, I wouldn't have really been 100% like displeased with the conference in itself, because I mean, while I have to say I was only interested in maybe about half of the games. Like, genuinely interested in about half of them.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's fair.
But of the ones that I was interested in, I mean, they seemed all right. Like, they showed off a new Forza Motorsport, I think. Mm-hmm. And, oh my god, it's like, too gorgeous. And it's the technology that they have behind, like, making an AI try and, like, replicate how you play.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty interesting for, like, online play stuff. Which I never really thought about. That's kind of an interesting direction, because, like, if you wanted to do a race with someone else but they weren't actually there, then like their representation. Oh shit, I just hit the mic. Anyways, their representation. Nice. Shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Podcast.
Anyways, their representation through like this interpretive AI would like play for them. I just think that's a really cool concept that hasn't really ever been done. At least I don't think.
Yeah, that is really interesting. It's kind of like, it reminds me of Ghost Data in Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm assuming it's much more sophisticated.
Yeah. No, it's just, it's going to try and go through the same path that you did on your best, run into a bunch of shit.
That's it.
Yep.
Whatever you record. No, but yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And what else was there? Of
it's like, hey, man, I totally beat you in that race. I'm like, what? I was out at the store. How did you...
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, Xbox.
And then you guys high five.
That's right.
Yeah.
High five over your giant black VCR of a console.
What else was there? The opening for the new Metal Gear Solid seemed pretty interesting. Because just from, I feel like such an idiot. I woke up this morning and literally the first thing I did was watch all three conferences like back to back. And then it was
this
like...
This is fresher for you than it is for me, then.
Well, and by that point, it was like 2 p.m. because it was like 4 hours of conferences. But they opened with Metal Gear 5, which is called like the Phantom Pain or something weird that Kojima thought was appropriate. But that looked really interesting because it was much more open world than I feel like the previous games have been. And it does... Mm. It plays a lot more... It's always been a stealth game. But it seemed like it had almost Splinter Cell-y kind of stealth in there, just from what I remember, because it played a lot more with, like, shadows and stuff, and it was kind of a little bit like Far Cry, because it was so, like, open world, and you could, like, and I think they were boasting, like, near infinite ways to, like, fuck shit up in this world, so. So that's pretty interesting. Also, the, like, graphic detail in that was just so nuts. Like, that looked almost too good, yeah.
There's quite a lot of it. At the C3, though.
Yes. Jesus, I'm trying to remember what other games they displayed, too, or what ones.
I really don't remember much of the Microsoft conference, and, like, all the games that I cared about were at, like, publisher conferences, like EA and Ubisoft. Sony, I think.
Yeah, I actually didn't watch the EA and Ubisoft ones, mostly because I know EA does their sports thing, which I'm sure they have more than that, but...
For the most part, yeah, but there were a few... tidbits on top of that I liked, even though I had to sit through a lot of garbage.
Well, yeah, you gotta...
A man purportedly, I don't know if he was a developer or if he was from the UFC, I don't remember, who came on stage and said something along the lines of, humans like punching. It's just a fact. It's in our DNA. Selling this like boxing or whatever game. Like, wow, there's your picture of humanity for you. Thanks.
Humans just like punching. They just like to do it.
That's EA.
It's like drinking water or eating steak. They just...
Yeah, exactly. That, to me, was like the epitome of EA's message. Humans like punching.
That's pretty funny. Jesus.
Was there anything else from Microsoft that you wanted to talk about? Because I'm done.
really not much there interesting news there.
No.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Hold
Did
on.
I
should
Microsoft conference?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I was looking through stuff. I should just, like, go through my tweets because I was I wasn't I was live tweeting me watching it. I wasn't live tweeting the thing itself because I was watching it later on, so... But let me just, I've got, I know.
Oh, why do I have news right here?
I tweeted dumb stuff that I thought was interesting.
Ooh.
What?
Dumb stuff that you think is interesting. It was...
Shut up.
Yep.
Shut up.
Okay.
There was this one game that they didn't have any gameplay for, but just looked cool as shit. And I really want to see gameplay for it, and I can't remember the name of it. It's something, Sunshine is in the name.
That is some good information there.
God damn it, shut up.
I'm so sorry. Minecraft, apparently, coming to Xbox One.
Oh, yeah. Are they doing anything new with that, or are they just making it look prettier?
possibly just making it look prettier.
I think that's probably just what it's going to be. Minecraft 2? No. absolutely not.
The recraftening.
Yes. Okay, yeah. I have a very brief list of things I was even vaguely interested in here. Firstly, they showed this the game called Rise, the one, the Roman gladiator sort of mm-hmm. thingy. Well, not really gladiator, the Roman warrior sort of third. It was Gears of War with Rome.
Yes.
I guess, which is probably very unfair to say, but the thing yes. that it seemed super interesting, it was really pretty, and it was a good concept. Like, no one has really done that before, that, like, to my knowledge, in quite that way. But then they get to the combat, which arguably a very important part of that, and it all looks like QuickTime event stuff. Mm. Like, it's a lot of buttons above their heads and shit, and
okay, that's disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know. Then for some reason they acquired the IP for Killer Instinct, which is nuts. Did you ever play that game?
No.
I think it was...
Oh, that's the fighting game they showed off, right?
Yes, yeah. Okay. And that's just strange, because that game came out a while ago. It was, it had, like, a lot of crazy fighters in it, too. Like, they showed off, like, the Sabretooth Wolfman thing in the...
Yeah.
The gameplay and stuff, but it's got a lot of other wacky characters like that too, and that was just an interesting, like, blast from the past, I suppose. Sunset Overdrive is the name of that game that they showed, and it looks like it looks like a cooperative, like, zombie game. It kind of looks like if Left 4 Dead and what's the name of that game that Dave plays or had played a bunch of before, the one with the roller skating people.
Jet Set Radio.
It was like Jet Set Radio and Left 4 Dead combined.
Whoa.
Yeah, the trailer looks crazy. It's like really, like, cartoony and very colorful. And it looked very cool, but no gameplay. So I want to like it a lot, but I don't know what they're going to be doing with it. So.
Right.
Yeah, and then there was the Project Spark thing that they showed, which was their
right
kind of like game maker thing.
Right. Yeah. Like Little Big Planet sort of.
Yes, but with many more options, I believe.
Right.
So you like design your own like environment and stuff, like the whole layout of the maps, as well as your objectives and the characters that you want involved in there, and that seems really cool because it takes out. You don't need, like, knowledge of how to, like, program these things in or, like, really any knowledge at all. Like, it's dropped in your hands. It's like, oh, like, it starts here. It's like, okay, how do you want to texture this? Like, do you want this to be mountains or forest or, like, what time of day do you want it to be? And then you just go. And I guess it just seems like there are a lot of choices than what they were actually showing. But it appears to be – it seems like it has a lot of potential. Like, just if it's working completely off of a – like a fan user base.
Yeah.
And you could like go in and edit other people's games and scenarios and stuff. And they turn like a rock warrior into a rock fucking mech or something.
Yeah.
Through other editions. It was really neat.
And apparently it's also going to be available for Windows.
Ooh, cool.
So that's interesting. There were, a few instances where they showed off smart glass integration.
Yes.
Which I thought actually looked pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, it's okay. it's an interesting step. I haven't seen anything that's super revolutionary about it yet. I still don't have my D&D game, so fuck everyone.
Okay.
Taking down the ship, I give a shit. Once that gets made, my mind will be more open. But no D&D game? Nope, fuck it. Don't give a shit.
All right.
Fuck everyone.
Contact Zach Bruin for your hatred.
Yep, just right in that email box, and they'll go right in the garbage.
Twitch TV streaming,
also a thing. Oh, right. No, yeah, super important, because that's like their kind of... Sony was doing the whole thing with Ustream and the share button on their controller, so that's kind of a nice little answer to that, I suppose.
Is there something like that on the Xbox One controller? Like a share button? Or...
No, not that they have not mentioned anything like that. No, there's no okay. share button. Is your liking of this like hinged completely on the share button? No share button?
No.
Done. If they had a share button, you'd totally get an Xbox One. No share button, though? No deal.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Share button equals me buying a $500 box.
hey, with a like a $150 camera on top.
Yeah, that has to be on and that watches your every move.
Yep.
Like it. Good stuff.
Did you have anything else to say about it? It sounded like you kind of like weren't really psyched about Microsoft's conference. Like you didn't pay much attention.
No, I mean, I was at the comic shop in Lockport when it was going on.
Oh God.
I had planned to be home earlier and watch the conference, but I didn't realize the comic shop doesn't open until 11.
Mm.
So I was like, yeah, I'm going to be late.
Well, that's fine. The funny thing was, though, when I was trying to find a recording of it, it was so much harder to find that than it was Sony's.
Really?
Very interesting.
Like GameSpot.
No, well, yeah, just in like general, though, I had to sift around just a little bit more. I think I had to go to a YouTube page, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was weird. It was very interesting, though. I wonder if that's implying something. Probably not. Okay, but let's move on to EA's then.
Next conference, yes.
I did not watch that, so please fill me in.
All right. So it kind of opened with like a sizzle reel. You know, I mean, they all do. So
yeah,
whatever.
Sizzle.
But buried in there for like 20 seconds is something I was hoping that would be there. Something that I was hoping and praying to the gods I don't believe in would be there, and that was Star Wars Battlefront. Because EA's got, excuse me while I die, EA's got exclusive publishing rights to Star Wars IPs.
Right.
EA owns DICE. They've got their Frostbite 3 engine. The Battlefront. Boom. Interestingly enough, not called
Good
Battlefront
segue.
3. Thank you.
Oh, just called Battlefront?
Just Star Wars Battlefront. That was the only like logo we saw. And it's probably very much in development right now, so not like anywhere near being able to show like actual gameplay. We just saw a rendered thing on Hoth and then the logo, so
okay.
Which it's only disappointing in as much as it could be vaporware, because E3 promises can easily be broken.
Yeah, that's true. And did they say it was coming out for Xbox One?
No, they didn't say anything like that. They just said this is a thing.
Oh, well, hopefully that will be coming out for PC as well. I feel like
yes,
it would have to.
I know. I'd really hope.
Glad to hear that you're excited about that, though. Wish they had more more of a trailer, but it is like very recently acquired, so like how much more can they really do or show?
Ever since LucasArts died, and even before that, people were like, hey, give us Battlefront 3 and we won't stab you in the face. So now we don't have to stab anybody for a while, I guess.
They're going to release it with you. You're going to always have to be online, and the servers aren't going to be able to handle it for a while. But if you just, you know, write it out, it'll be okay.
Really?
Uh-huh. But as soon as that first patch hits, you might want to watch out, because, you know, those don't always fix everything.
Sure, yeah. Going to be heavy DRM. It's also going to be first person and not set anywhere in the Star Wars universe.
It's also going to be pay to play.
Yes. No, it'll be free to play. Pay to win.
Yes, very good.
So yeah, there was the sizzle reel, and I was like, oh my god, Battlefront happened! Sorry if I peeked at all there. And then there was some sport garbage that I didn't pay any attention to.
I want to know more about the sport garbage. What kind of sports garbage? Was it FIFA or something?
There were men.
Was it basketball?
And there was a ball. There were many balls, actually. Also, goal areas in which to place them.
Fascinating.
Yes,
right,
there was FIFA.
Moving on.
There was FIFA, there was basketball, there was football, there was...
Was there hockey ball?
Fighting. No, didn't see any hockey ball.
Fuck them, let's move on.
All right. Then there was... They showed off a new Dragon Age.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So there's that, yeah. They actually opened... after this is real, obviously. The first people they brought on stage were PopCap.
Oh, cool.
Who they have acquired. To show off Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
I haven't seen anything about that. Is that the shooter?
That is the PvZ shooter, yes.
Oh, man.
So it's like, I see the title and I'm like, oh, you made it EA and I hate you. But then I it's, you know, it's kind of humorous play on what EA does. And then I saw the gameplay footage, and I'm like, this is really cool.
Really?
It actually looks like a lot of fun. It's like, it looks kind of like Team Fortress 2, but with Plants vs. Zombies.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
It looks really pretty good.
Did they say anything about did they say anything about the actual, like, Plants vs. Zombies 2 that's coming out?
Yeah. They said Plants vs. Zombies 2 is coming out.
Damn it.
That's really it. They just mentioned it, and there was no anything else.
But I want to see things about it.
I know. We all do.
I know there was a trailer, which is really fucking funny.
Was there, really?
Sweet. Yes. Yeah, look that up afterwards, because it's really good.
Awesome. Yeah, that should be... I don't know. I'm always kind of half and half when I hear that these games that I don't think of lending themselves to a sequel have, like, a 2 of this. It's like, but... what? I guess
that's
any
true.
Game that doesn't really have a story, I'm always confused when it has a sequel.
Okay.
Like, why couldn't you do this in, like, a software update? But, you know, it's... I guess it's a bigger thing. Sometimes a graphical overhaul.
Yeah, I mean, and you never know, too. Because I feel like Plants vs. Zombies is one of those games that's kind of basic enough to where there is a little bit of room to expand.
Yeah, sure.
And maybe there could potentially be
see
room to
got.
Fit in, like, a decent story in there. Because before
this
it was...
This time you play as the zombies.
Yeah, right. Because before the semblance of a story was very simple, and it's like just defend your house, and you keep moving up, and that's fine, and it's good, it's fun. But yeah, no, I've been looking forward to that for a long while. You got a text message?
No, that was what was it? Email? Yeah, email.
No, sorry.
What fucks? Did you hear what sound it was though?
Yes, I know what sound that is.
Rupee noise.
Yes. Did you know mine's the rupee noise from Wind Waker?
No, I didn't.
You wouldn't know, because I almost always have mine on vibrate.
Nah.
Because
I also haven't played Wind Waker.
Yeah, I know. Oh, Nintendo showed some HD footage of that.
Yes.
We can move on to that later, then, when we talk about Nintendo stuff.
Yeah. The last thing I wanted to talk about from EA was that they showed off a little bit of Mirror's Edge 2.
Which is super cool.
Yeah. Probably pre-rendered, not clear if it was gameplay or not, but they probably would have said if it was.
Yeah.
Still, coolness. A game that did not have guns.
Yes.
Pretty
true.
Great.
Or at least not ones that you used. I think you beat up people with guns.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
And that's neat, because that came out a long time ago. Like, a while ago in the last generation.
Yeah, and people have been looking for that, so.
Mm-hmm.
That, along with Battlefront, was like a big sort of... That's what Twitter cared about the most.
Oh, cool.
It seemed to me.
Or at least people in your Twitter feed.
Right. I don't know who you follow in your area. Moving on to Ubisoft, a conference I did not watch. But I can read, so...
I didn't watch it either. All I care about is, let's see, Watch Dogs is on there. That's about it.
It seems like this is the conference that I should have watched, because this is where, like, the bulk of games I care about are.
Wait, really? You give a shit about Assassin's Creed?
I like to watch people play it on YouTube.
That's fair.
I've never actually played an Assassin's Creed game. But Watch Dogs, I've been watching, ironically, for a long time. I'm really excited about that. I also like that it takes place in Chicago.
I think
that's cool. The Division looks pretty cool, I think.
What is that?
It's got kind of the same tone as Watch Dogs, actually. But it's like group-based sort of third-person shooter. It's like... I mean, I didn't watch the conference, so...
Okay.
I have sort of a vague gist of what it is. But it's what I saw was a group of people... possibly special ops, most likely special ops, shooting people from a third person view. Also they had a thing where, like, somebody could drop in on a tablet and play as, like, a drone and, like,
okay,
tag enemies, and so that was cool. New modes of play and stuff. I just like the tone of it. It looked neat.
Okay.
I wrote down The Crew, but I don't really know anything about that. I know it's a racing game.
I have no idea what that is. Let's move on.
I was just typing names of games that I saw in the sort of recap.
Mm.
Then there was Assassin's Creed 4.
Which Sony showed a little bit of.
It did.
It looked fine.
Mm-hmm.
There were some...
Assassins?
Some lag issues, I think, actually.
Were there?
It was sputter... Like, yeah, it kind of was pausing at certain points of the game. And it's, okay. It's really funny, because, like...
I may have seen that, and I may have thought that it was just my stream.
Mm-mm. No, that was that was the video there itself, which is strange. I don't know if it was issues on their end or there were specifically issues with the console, but...
Speaking of issues, there were a lot of audio issues. Did you notice that?
I only watched the big three. I realized one very glaring audio issue where they showed, like, Red Dragon or something.
Yeah,
or some...
no audio for the entire thing.
Yeah, and so I was just saying there, like, it's like, man... It's like, the guy who made Panzer Dragoon in that other game is probably really disappointed.
Yeah. Did you see... Was that the same conference where they had, like, a guy just sort of standing there waiting? He was like, it'll be up in a minute, guys, just hang on. And it was, like, silence.
I think...
Nothing was happening. He was just looking back at, like, the control people waiting for something to happen.
It might have been. I know that wasn't... That was Battlefield 4 or something like that. Was that Sony?
It may have been Sony. Yeah, I think it was probably Sony.
Okay.
I just felt so bad for that guy.
Yeah, it's like, are we doing the thing? All right, let's...
Do the thing.
All right. I felt bad because there were some people who were just kind of laughing, too.
I know. I'm like, don't be dicks, guys. Come on.
What's the mighty quest for epic loot?
That is a game that I liked the art style of, and it looks like it's probably funny. Yep. Stuff.
Okay. Cool story. Let's move on to Sony's then, which we both actually...
Yes, Sony. I watched most of. Halfway through the Sony event, I was called into my sister's room because YouTube had gotten rid of all of her subscriptions.
What?
And so she couldn't watch anything that she wanted to watch.
How terrible. Why would YouTube do that?
It was like this thing that popped up that was like, do you want to create a Google Plus page for your YouTube account? And like, who the hell wants to do that? And I don't know, she clicked yes just to make it shut up, and then everything was gone and she couldn't sign in.
No.
Yeah. But it's back now, so.
Okay, cool.
It's all good. Problem solved. So that was why I only saw half of the Sony conference. But what I saw, I liked very much. They showed the PS4. We saw the box. Which I commented looks like somebody gave an Xbox One to Raiden.
That is pretty funny.
It literally looks like an Xbox One with the ends shaved off.
Kind of, yeah. Less
very
thick.
Similar.
And it doesn't have that...
Yeah, definitely less thick.
It doesn't have that big, like, bulbous green gem in the middle of it either.
Mm.
That I think is on the top of the Xbox. But yeah, it's an interesting design. It was cool. They had, like, the guy who designed it out there, too. He's like,
yeah, I thought that was nice.
Round of applause to this guy. I'm like, oh, wow, how nice. Like,
pretty sweet.
Like, you normally never... That's not usually a thing, so that's really cool.
I know, yeah. The person who actually did the work.
Right.
Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then it was the price, $399, $100 less than the Xbox.
Which, oh, my God, Twitter blew up when that was announced.
Amazing.
Ugh.
Like, how much was the PS3 when it came out?
I think it was $500.
Really? Okay.
It was either, or maybe it was five, or maybe it was six.
For some reason, I think it was more than 500.
It was either, I think it was either five or six. Might have been six. Huh.
So yeah, this is good.
Good job.
All right.
It was very, very cool. And throughout the whole conference too, you could definitely tell that there was this overtone of, just for the consumer. And, you know, even if, like, I was talking with Mika about this too, like, and even if it was lip service, it was really good lip service. Like, it's everything, like, everyone wanted to hear, and it was great.
Yeah. They did a good conference.
They totally did.
They sort of shored up some of the promises that we weren't sure if might be a little shaky at the PS4 event back a few months ago, like streaming games to your Vita, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, right.
There might have been some other things also. Moving on.
you really need to watch the rest of it, though, because they have this entire, like, 10-minute section where they're talking about... They specifically say, it's like, hey, we think used games are a good thing. And we will let you know exactly what we're doing with them. we don't think that you should do, and they like had some bullets, is like pretty much everything that Microsoft is doing with the Xbox One.
So brilliant.
They called them out so hard. It was fantastic. It was
I saw a video going around on Tumblr, their instructional video of how to share used games.
Oh my god,
like
I haven't
how to share
seen
games
that
with your friends.
I have not seen
it's
that
like,
one.
It's just two of the Sony people, and one of them is handing the box, the game, to another person. He's like, "Thank you. You have now shared your game."
That's
well, Xbox One, they got that system right where it's like you have to pay extra to play it again.
Here, the rundown of it is it's really weird and stupid. So you buy a game, you install game on your console, thing is linked mm-hmm. to your account. Now, if you mm-hmm. want to lend that game to another person, your friend presumably, they would have to have been on your friends list for at least a month, pretty much.
Oh.
But now when you do that, they can install on their system, but now they like that is when people have to start paying in order to install it on their system.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Mm-hmm. It's really dumb.
That's the worst. Let's talk games.
Yeah, so The Order.
Games were good. Oh, man, that looks really cool.
I know, like, it started out, I'm like, oh, like, this is pretty interesting. I saw that it was, like, it's almost like the Jamestown of, like, old London. Not so much in terms of space travel, but in terms of they've got, like, this, what era would you call that in London? Think, like,
Victorian.
Think, like, Jack the Ripper and shit.
Yeah.
Or, wait.
It reminded me a lot of Dishonored.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like Dishonored, but it's... Well, I actually haven't seen too much of Dishonored. It could be just like Dishonored, and it's got, like... They've got machine guns and stuff, but it's this old, like, Victorian wear and stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's very steampunk.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's kind of like neo-steampunk. I don't know what to call it. It's cool as shit. Go watch the trailer.
Yeah, it's weird and cool.
But I remember as it was happening, like, they're riding into town in this horse-drawn carriage. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my god, I hope this is, like, a co-op, like, Van Helsing kill monster shit. And it happened. And I was like, yes! Oh my god, yes! I want this!
Yeah.
Like, real bad.
Yeah, that looks like it's gonna be real good.
I hope so. I hope when real gameplay comes out, it'll kind of reaffirm everyone's hopes.
Mm-hmm. Moving on down. Infamous Second Son. Never played any Infamous games.
Neither have I.
Didn't think I would be interested in this at all. And what really sucked me in was the facial animation.
Yeah.
They showed.
Those guys look really good.
I was really impressed. It was like, I can tell what emotion you're trying to express. This is amazing. Like the little crumples of the forehead. I was like, wow, that's incredibly more expressive than I've ever seen.
Do you call this forehead crumples in your industry?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes. launch titles. Killzone, Drive Club, Knack.
Which I don't think they showed anything about Drive Club, but they assured that it was this like PlayStation Plus member kind of thing where it's supposed to be like this driving like social game. That's really all they said.
Yeah. I think did they show a little bit of that at the PS4 event they had earlier?
I don't know. Oh, they might
have. They may have. It sounds similar.
Oh, wait.
There are probably some details about that.
They might have. I might have ignored it because it's a driving game. I usually don't care about, like, realistic racing games.
Mm.
But, yeah, the launch titles that they showed were looking pretty damn nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. So you saw the Dark Sorcerer then?
I did, and I have no idea what it's about, but it was pretty funny.
No. So we've seen that old man head before.
Yes, that's where the old man face came from.
Yeah, amazing. It's a prototype sort of thing that they're working on from Quantic Dream that was apparently playable on the show floor.
What?
Or is a playable or experienceable if it's not like gameplay. Probably not playable.
Have you read what it's about? Because I don't
think they know what it's about.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe it's the same thing as that, did you ever see that other, like, quote-unquote prototype that Quantic Dream had where it was that cyborg girl?
Oh, yes.
So maybe it's kind of something similar to that, just to, like, see how much interest it draws up.
Okay. Because they did sort of introduce it as a tech demo.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably what it is. If people like it, yeah, we'll make the game.
I wish Quantic Dream's job was literally just to do, like, those tech demos. If they just did those, like, 5 to 10 minute demos of, like, interesting concepts, I would like that. I'd like that a lot.
Sure. Now we get to my favorite part of the conference.
Oh my god,
I'm so glad I didn't miss this.
No, I'm glad you didn't miss it either.
Huge, just warm, huggy embrace of indie developers.
Mm-hmm.
It was so wonderful. They had them all up on stage. Greg Kasavin was up for Supergiant Games for Transistor, which I can't wait for.
Yeah.
They mentioned The Witness from Jonathan Blow. And then they just went on calling out all of these developers and, like, giving them so much time.
I know, and I saw Don't Starve. I'm like, oh, shit, like, that's awesome. Like, oh, well, yeah. Like, the next few games that they have, like, maybe I won't really know them. Like, maybe they... But no, they just kept turning them. I'm like, holy shit.
Totally.
Like, wow.
Just amazing. So much win for Sony in this.
Yeah, I got goosebumps. I'm like, this is all the stuff I like. Like, I like this
I know.
Stuff. This is really good.
I couldn't stop grinning.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Yeah, Don't Starve from Clay Entertainment, who also did Mark of the Ninja.
Mm.
Have you played Mark of the Ninja?
No, I want to really bad.
Oh, it's so good.
I own Don't Starve as well, because David gave me a copy. I might mention this story. Mm. David got me a copy of it. I need to play more of it, because when I was playing, it was in, like, maybe pre-alpha or alpha.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's actually had its release now. I should probably play that.
Yeah, it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
They showed Mercenary Kings from Tribute Games, a game that I backed on Kickstarter.
Yeah, it's another game
which is really cool to think about.
I think David backed that as well. I think he wanted to get me to back it too, but I, for some reason, I wasn't sold on it.
Mm.
Looking at it now, I don't know.
Oh, it looks so cool.
It looks pretty. I didn't know it was the same guys who did Scott Pilgrim. I might have been more swayed if I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I couldn't tell, because it's the same fucking art style.
I know, it's exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not exactly the same.
From Kickstarter from Kickstarter to the Sony E3 stage. Pretty cool.
Yeah, incredibly
impressive.
This is the
age we live in now. They showed off Octodad, Deadliest Catch, which looks hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
You ever play the first Octodad?
I have not, but I saw you attempt to play the first one. I got the gist of...
I tried to put a Let's Play up. I did a little bit of that. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it really does. I was wondering about that, too, because, like, when you were playing it seemed very, like, jittery. Was that the game itself, or do you think that was, like, the PC that was handling
That was when I was doing things with my laptop. So I'm running the game and Fraps on this laptop that can't really do that anyway.
Okay, because I was just wondering, because, like, I knew it was an indie game. It's like, wow, are people just, like, kind of looking past, like, how...
No, yeah, it probably would not be that bad.
How it looks like there's just an earthquake going on at all times.
I know, yeah. That's bad.
Yeah. So what's... The next one was Secret Ponchos. Do you know what that is?
I don't really know anything about that.
No, that's the spaghetti western one that they were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It looked cool,
the little snippet that they showed.
Mm-hmm.
Switchblade Monkeys is a great company name.
No, that's a fantastic company name. I will buy their game based on that name.
Yes. Secret Ponchos. Oh, it looks great.
Mm-hmm.
So many good things. They showed Ragtag Studios. Do you remember the name of the game they showed off from Ragtag?
No idea. I've never even heard of Ragtag, I don't think.
Me neither. They were just going way too quickly for me.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
So they had something. Outlast from Red Barrels. Probably a zombie thing.
Ta-da!
Odd World New and Tasty. Odd World was apparently a game. Never heard about it?
Oh, yeah, no, I totally know that game. That is, David, that's another one that David has, too. Let me tell you, have you ever seen what Oddworld really is?
No.
Well, let me tell you. It is a game that came out for the PlayStation that was unlike anything else that was on the console at the time. Pretty much, you command this guy, Abe, and you go through this world of, your people are enslaved by this industry. I think they're making, like, beer out of them or something.
Mm.
I don't know. They're slaves. It's really terrible. They, like, blind and bind your people, and sometimes they sew their mouths shut and shit. It's really not good. It's really, like, grotesque in that term. It's kind of dark. But you go through, and you use, like, this interesting communication system to kind of, like, lead them through these levels and try and free them and stuff. And you're, like, this one chosen one. So you can, like, make these portals out of these living animals and kind of, you know, lead them through, like, all of these enemies and sometimes these bombs and stuff and get them through these levels. It's very strange. It was interesting. It's this sort of side-scrolling thing. I would recommend, like, watching Let's Plays of it just because it's kind of neat.
It sounds cool.
Yeah. And it's awesome that they are doing a remake of that game.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Oh, and I just remembered, I think Ragtech Studios might be the company that's doing Raise the Dead. Is that right?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, cool. And now I'm really excited for that one, because that's a zombie game mixed with Pikmin that I told you about.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah, so that, yeah, want that Sweet. Really bad.
Yeah, I have to go back and watch just all of the conferences. And Chrome, come on, Chrome, stop freezing.
I'm in
now. So many tabs. So yeah, that was really awesome to see all of the indies up on stage. Great stuff. And I was glad Supergiant and Greg Kasavin got some speaking time.
Yeah, right. Sister.
Great stuff. Supergiant Games, who also made Bastion, which was like my favorite game of the year it came out.
It was a game that people thought was pretty good.
Yes.
I also thought it was pretty good. I did not think it was phenomenal, but I thought it was pretty good.
I thought it was phenomenal. Love that game.
And then you have Galact Z on that list as well.
Yes. That actually looked really cool. Kind of just a big open space shooter, kind of like a Asteroids type thing.
Yeah, kind of like Asteroids, but updated, and maybe more like exploration.
A lot updated. And yeah, exploration and good stuff. Look cool. Go check that out, people. And that was all I had written down for the indie section.
There's other standard stuff. We know Diablo 3 is coming to their console. Final Fantasy 15 looked gorgeous. Wow, did that game
look... Yeah, it really did.
And there was a lot going on, too. Like, there's a war going on, and there are these crystals that people need to get to, and I guess there are other worlds you travel to, and there was a Hydra in the war, and these flying buildings and shit that you were climbing on.
I know, I'm like, this better just be a movie, because I just want to sit back and watch this happen. I don't have to deal with gameplay.
And the one interesting thing that people were bringing up is they were wondering if the old sort of battle system was dead, because the way it looked, it looked as though it was a hack and slash, I think those guys have experimented with in a few other Final Fantasy games. I don't know if they were like direct, like Final Fantasy, like End This Number, or like some spin-offs of them, but I mean, it looked like it was working really well. But yeah, there are some like core fans who are a little bit worried about that, but it seemed fucking fine to me.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Beautiful. Is it Final Fantasy 15 or is it Final Fantasy Versus 13?
No, I think that was a fake out. They put Versus 13 up there, and then they like exploded into some graphic or something, and then they just put 15.
Okay. Well, that was just confusing for me.
Yeah.
Am I stupid? Maybe I'm just stupid.
I don't know. Well, we don't really keep up with Final Fantasy, so...
Yeah, that's true. Kingdom Hearts 3?
Yeah, big surprise.
People were excited.
Because there hasn't been, like, a main console game of that since 2, and that came out years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember... The only thing I know of that game is that its ending was... No, it wasn't the ending. It was a trailer that they had shown at E3 a few years ago about this... like big old like Keyblade War or something that went on. It shows these like people in suits in a desert surrounded by like hundreds of thousands of Keyblades. And I have no idea what's going on in that trailer, but it's one of those like J.J. Abrams raises a bunch of questions and doesn't really give you a whole lot to like grasp onto. That's probably not fair. I totally judge J.J. Abrams simply based on Lost, which isn't cool because he's done like Star Trek and Cloverfield, which I love.
Right.
So anyways, you know, I mean, I'm interested more so in it's the game's reception and if it'll go into like that, like more adultish looking plot. Because like Kingdom Hearts in itself wasn't bad. It wasn't. I think it grabbed me initially because I had watched my friend play it, but then I like had a chance to play it and I started like going through it. But at some one point, it turned into a game I didn't really feel like I had to finish, unfortunately. Which is a shame, because I know a lot of people really love those games.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of how fucking dumb the titles are for the games themselves.
Yeah, particularly 358 half
days. Days over 2.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, Dream Drop.
Reduce your fractions, guys.
Yeah, right. Some, like, Dream Drop Starship Highway.
Yes.
I don't know. Really dumb names, but mm-hmm. it's cool to see the series returning to consoles.
Oh, yeah. This is where my knowledge of the Sony event ends.
Okay, well, that's okay, because it's only Nintendo, which sounds mean, but, like, they didn't do a formal conference. They did a direct thingy.
No, did you have anything else for Sony that happened? After
They ended, unfortunately, with a big debut of this game called... Oh, Destiny. It was that Destiny game that
you were
talking about. They ended with that. And the thing that I think is, like, way too common, and that I hope game companies understand, like, not to do this in the future E3s, like, eventually, is they always have these people, like, trying to play games and, like, trying to be buddies on stage, almost. Mm-hmm. And they try, like, the really forced laughs and really forced phrases that no one who plays games ever says.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked beautiful. It looked like a Bungie game. Though the interesting thing was there was... It ended off with this, like, public event, they called it. Where, like, these guys just invaded this certain area. But then they called in, like, a couple of other players. So there were, like, maybe 8 players on stage playing this game at the same time. It looked kind of MMO-ish, because there was one point where they defeat, like, this boss in some, like, inside of this big, gigantic wall cavern thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, like, loot, and they formally used the term loot.
Looks
like it's got an upgrade system. But I see the kind of ever-existing world thing that you're talking about, especially with that public event.
Okay.
What else was that? Oh, the one other thing that I... Just, like, going through this, like, conference, this is the first time I've ever been like, yes, I want this new console. Like, I really want to raise the money to get this thing. And I'm an adult now, so I can make those decisions as to whether or not I will get this.
Oh, yeah.
But probably not, because I buy a $400 console and then all the games are $60 and that kind of... Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the one other game that I saw is Bethesda finally announced their Elder Scrolls MMO.
Oh, right. I haven't read or seen anything about this. I'm very curious.
The thing is, it doesn't look as good as Skyrim, obviously, because you have all of these other players going on, and that would just be ridiculous. But it's probably the best-looking MMO you'll ever see. And it's exactly what you think. It's you go on it other, like, adventures with a bunch of other people. And I just thought of, it's like, oh, man, you could have someone who, like, specializes in being a tank while you have someone, like, flinging spells at someone, like, exclusively, and then you could have an archer in the back,
That could be really cool.
Man. Yeah, so that seemed really exciting. And then it was funny because Mika loves MMOs. Like, I don't know, she's from another world because she loves the grind. Like, she probably should have been South Korean or something because she lives for the grind. That's why she likes Pokemon so much and stuff. And she also really wants to get into Skyrim because it's, like, this big immersive world. And so that, like, just kind of...
Well, I hope you didn't enjoy spending time with her at all.
Nah, fuck her.
You say quietly with the door closed.
Yes. I hope she doesn't listen to
this. As well you should.
But yeah, that was all I could think of for Sony. I'm sure there was some other stuff, but whatever. Everything was generally pleasing. They focused on sports for 2 seconds. It was the new NBA game, and that's when I went and got a snack.
Nice. That's what that's there for. That's just your cue to go do something else.
Yeah, I actually
the family.
I actually didn't get a snack though, because, like, directly after that was Bethesda's thing. I heard Bethesda's and my ears peaked up. I'm like, fuck shit, and I ran from the kitchen back into the living room to see what was going on, because I knew exactly what was about to be debuted. No, but Sony's press conference, quite honestly, it gave me chills. It made me feel good about video games.
I didn't even see the whole thing, and I loved it.
No, please watch that second half.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, though, moving on to the Nintendo, which I feel like is the little brother, like, with the fighting parents, almost.
At this point, yeah. I mean, because they didn't have an E3 conference.
Yeah.
Which I still think is weird.
It is kind of weird, but I don't totally mind it. Because I can understand from their perspective how, like, financially, like, burdening that is.
Sure.
And if they don't have to do it, I mean, yeah. I don't know. Doing it through the internet isn't such a bad way to do that either, like the direct stream that they did. But
yeah.
Let me see.
So what do we got? We got Pikmin 3?
They actually didn't show any Pikmin 3 for that.
Really?
They might be showing Pikmin 3 stuff behind like their closed door sessions stuff, like sort of thing, with more press. But the 45-minute direct video that they showed, no Pikmin 3.
That's disappointing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, though, a bunch of people are talking about it, so I'm sure that they're like, it's on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they showed it last E3, so...
They did.
No reason to really reiterate that.
Yeah, right.
We did get Pokemon X and Pokemon Y.
Yes, which... Saw that. Looks really weird. It's Pokemon in 3D. And there's also, oh my god, that's another thing Mika's interested in. So we were both sitting down watching that. It's like, and we've added a new type, and it's like, oh, that could be cool, fairy. I'm like, what?
And it's super effective against dragon type.
It's like, and I sat there and thought to myself, I guess that makes just as much sense as like bug. It's
I don't know.
But like it being super effective against bug, I will say, does change the game a little bit, because like dragon was like that's the type that sits on top. It's like the most resilient against everything. Yeah.
So yeah, it's actually good.
But that's dumb as shit. Fairy type, Jesus.
A little bit. Super Mario 3D World.
There's a cat suit. You can be a cat, and it's
they are specifically not calling it a cat suit. Thank goodness.
What are they calling it?
They just said Cat Mario.
Oh. Well, that's fine. It's a fucking cat suit. I don't give a shit.
Totally.
That's really funny. And, like, they also, when talking about that, they were talking about the characters they go through. So, like, Mario, Luigi, Peach, and Toad. They're like, so, yeah, if you're familiar with, like, Super Mario Brothers 2, it's like, then you will know how these characters handle. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting thing to mention.
It is, yeah.
But it looked really cool. It looked very, very polished. And they haven't done, like... I think they've done like a 3D Mario game in a while. Or, no, I'm an idiot. What am I talking about? They've done like Super Mario Galaxy.
Land.
Yeah. Yeah. But...
On the 3DS.
Mm-hmm. And even then, they've done like Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 and stuff like that, so I don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. It seems like a much more like basic type of like 3D Mario game, though, for main consoles. Because, you know, they did like Super Mario Sunshine, and there's Galaxy where you go with like... But like from different planets and stuff, but it seemed like this one doesn't really have like a shtick. It just seems like
this is like classic Mario, sort of toned down, family friendly kind of thing.
Yes, and it looks nice. It looks very polished and good.
Is that just Wii U, or is that for both Wii U and 3DS?
I think it might be just for Wii U. I mean, don't hold your breath, because they could always
that would make sense.
Yeah, they might release a 3DS one in a year. You never know.
So Smash Brothers.
Yes, not too much for the character roster. There wasn't really anything. They just pretty much put out a trailer saying, yeah, it's here, and we're working on it, and it's going to be here. So I think they're going to do the thing that they usually do with new Smash Brothers games and do, like kind of drip-feed us information and, like, week-by-week reveal what characters are going to be in it. Because, again, the only thing that we really know right now is that there's one for the 3DS, there's one for the Wii U. There's not really anything new about it that we know, besides the fact that Mega Man is in it.
Yeah, which is cool.
Which I'll admit, I never played any of the Mega Man games, but that seems pretty cool. Like, I'm fine with that. What I'm not so fine with is the other character edition, which is the, I'm not even kidding when I say this either, I don't know if you heard about this. It's the Wii U Fit person.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, I'm not joking. That's not a goof. It's a Wii Fit, like, lady trainer.
What is her special move? Judge your weight?
She throws a bunch of fitness at you. It literally looks like it looks like Samus's final smash, but instead of a big laser beam, it's a bunch of, like, tiny characters, like, it looking like they're doing moves from Wii Fit.
Who okayed that? Who said that was a good idea?
I don't fucking know. But
man.
Like, David told me about that, I'm like, no. And then I watched a trailer, I'm like, no. And then the thing that immediately went to my head is like, if they were doing that, how do they not have Reggie as a playable character?
Ha, right? Oh, that would be so great.
I know, and I said that to Dave, and he agreed. Like, that would be fantastic, and I would only play as him.
He's already got his line. His body is ready.
Yeah, or he's a big purple Pikmin.
Right. I want to play with Reggie now.
The other
in every game.
Yeah, no, I would like to play. Why is he...
Every game that ever existed should just release a Reggie Fils-Aimé skin.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant.
Yeah, no, I agree. Get on that, internet.
Come on, Batman. What are you doing?
That would be fantastic. Oh, one thing I did not mention that I thought was really neat was they... Obviously, a lot of people have been showing trailers for, like, Arkham Origins and stuff.
Yes.
There is a 50s Batman skin. An Adam West Batman, like, costume.
60s, but I'll let that go.
Fuck off.
And yes. I remember I did see that.
Isn't Mad Men set in the 50s, too?
Hey, you want to go to hell?
Maybe I do. Maybe I do.
Good. Well, you can go there. I'll see you there.
The only other character addition that they had as well was a generic Animal Crossing character, which...
Oh, to Smash Brothers. Okay.
Yes, yeah, for Smash Brothers, not for Batman.
Animal Crossing in Batman?
I would be fine with that. New sidekick.
Hello, Batman. It's been 4 days since you've tended your crops. Also, I'm going to kill you.
Rossetti just pops up. That seems... I like that. I like Animal Crossing, so I like that. And his moveset's particularly funny. Like, the way he's introduced into the game, like, you see him get a letter, and it's, like, smashed with, like, a Smash Brothers emblem, like, in wax on it. But then he comes in, and his introduction is he, like, throws a bug's nest over someone's head. And it's so funny. His facial expression doesn't change either, so it always looks like he's smiling.
Oh, my
which
God.
Which is really kind of horrifying.
So creepy.
Yeah. But he does, like, cute stuff. Like, he digs holes and people can fall in them and they, like, get stuck. Or, like, one of his moves, he chops down a tree and the tree hits a person. I just like it a lot. It's really funny and it's cute. But, yeah, literally nothing else that we know about Smash Brothers. We don't know what they've changed yet. Mm-hmm. We don't know any additional characters. Literally, I think the only ones that they showed were, like, the basic ones. So, Fox, Samus, Kirby, Donkey Kong, Mario, I think Bowser as well.
Of course. How on earth do they fill 45 minutes? What else do they talk about?
They showed a trailer for a new Donkey Kong Country.
Where, really?
Yeah. The plot for this one is... it's cool because it includes Dixie Kong, actually. You can play as Dixie Kong.
Sweet.
Which is awesome because their hair is really cute. You can actually, I think, you can hold on to the back of Donkey Kong's like back and like use her as a hover kind of button.
Nice.
It's really cool. And the new premise for the new Donkey Kong is that, like, what do they say? Like, Viking monsters have invaded their lands, and they have to, like, stomp them out pretty much. So there's, like, a bunch of penguins and, like, all these Arctic animals and stuff.
Sweet.
The name of it's called Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, which just to me sounds like marketing for, like, a new Slurpee or something.
It does. It
a new drink.
It makes me kind of thirsty, actually.
Yeah, right? What else did they show? Oh, Wonderful 101.
That actually looks really cool.
I want that real bad.
Yeah.
It does look really neat because it looks like, again, everything is just Pikmin now. It's Pikmin, but you can control all these people and make like different weapons out of them and kill these giant monsters. It's kind of like, it seems like if you combine Pikmin with Beautiful Joe and then made it so that you're a bunch of people trying to fight, like, end bosses of every Mighty Morphin Power Rangers show.
Okay. I'll
take that. So, just go with that.
I'll take two.
I only have one.
I will not take two.
Mike, I'm out of those.
God damn it.
I'm not prepared.
Well, can I give you money and call me when you've restocked, and then...
You can donate to my Kickstarter, where I give out these, whatever these are.
These?
So anyways, more on Nintendo's Kickstarter. Not Kickstarter, more on they don't need a Kickstarter. Mm. More on their conference. The other game
they
had...
to kickstart their conference.
Yes. Mario Kart 8, which...
Right.
Honestly, it looks desperate. It's not fair to say, and it might not be, but the thing is, they've thrown in a lot in that game. It looks apparent from the trailer because the new thing with this is you can alter gravity and go on the walls and go on these crazy, like, upside-down tracks with these hover gravity kind of machines.
Sure.
It looks nuts. It, like, there's a lot going on. It looks very pretty.
It looks like everything that was in Mario Kart 7, and then just plus this anti-gravity thing.
Right, right. I hope it's better than 7, because I think 7 was just okay. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. It's hard to judge Mario Kart.
Yeah.
I like 7.
I like Double Dash.
Oh, I love Double Dash.
It's really good.
I'm going to go play that right now.
Oh, man. I was playing the original... no, well, not the original. Not the Super Nintendo one, but the N64 one. Handling is super different in that game. It, like, it really takes some time to get used to. It's
Oh, yeah.
Man, is it really different.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. But I can't think of anything else that's important with Nintendo. I think that was... Oh, oddly enough, Bayonetta 2 is coming to the Wii U.
You okay?
Yeah. It's good. All right. Mm. That's a thing. And it seems very, very fast-paced, very... Mm-hmm. Balls-to-the-wall crazy action. It was funny because Anthony Birch, the lead writer on Borderlands 2, made a very funny tweet about that. He said, "I feel like Bayonetta is too like male attention oriented for her to be like a real like respectable character."
Mm-hmm.
Also, her new haircut is super cute.
Nice.
Yeah.
Case in point.
Which. It is, admittedly. And it's funny because Iwata, like, specifically referenced that. It's like, as you'll see, like, Bayonetta has a new haircut and new outfit.
Oh, my God.
And that's pretty much all he said. Fucking Iwata. I love him.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, as of right now, that's E3 in a wrap. I'm sure we'll talk about more shit next week because, like, E3 is actually going on now. Like, the floor show is going on now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure we'll be reading into a lot of other information on people's kind of, like, impressions of other games.
Yeah. What were you most looking forward to at E3 that either happened or did not happen? And what's, like, one or two games, your top couple games?
Well, I'm really disappointed that the... Oh, God, I can't remember his name now. Hold on. Do you remember that action figure at last E3 that Nintendo had in that one video?
Action figure?
Oh, you don't know this. Hold on. I will edit this, because this is worth looking up.
As long as we're editing things out, this is probably a good time to mention I'm Hitler's secret son.
Oh, good for you. When'd you find out about that?
Just last week. The results came in.
Oh, yes. Are you the bloodline related to Hitler or not?
No, you know what? It's Fox's new game show. It's, they got rid of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
So they
replaced it with Are You Secretly a Descendant of Adolf Hitler?
I'm guessing there are only two ways that show goes. You either win or you really lose. Or wait, you either lose or you really win. I don't know.
Whatever. It just sounds like a really creepy way that the U.S. government would try to hunt down Hitler's descendants.
Through
the guise of a game show.
Which, by the way, how about that guy releasing all of that crazy information in the news recently?
Snowden, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Good for him. Not so good for him, though. He's probably going to jail forever.
Well, he's in Hong Kong right now.
Oh, cool. Hopefully he does not go to jail forever then.
Yes.
Okay, so this is where I'm done editing. I might include that Hitler bit, though. That was pretty funny.
No.
Now the world knows. Sorry, Mike.
Damn.
Auf Wiedersehen. Nice. So, Nintendo last year had this one bit, and it was cheesy as shit. It was great, though. It was this video showcasing Wii U and, like, Zombie U specifically, and its sort of online social capabilities, where this guy was having this hard time with, like, this level, and he's like, oh, man, like, what do I do? And then he, like, messes some people, and they're like, oh, you gotta do this and this and this. And he's like, oh, cool. And he was, like, talking to this action figure, which was literally referred to the non-specific action figure. And he's just like, let me send you a picture of him real quick.
Oh my God.
Because he just... And anyone else who knows this, like, should look it up, or you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I might know what you're talking about, I'm not sure. Oh my God, no, I don't remember this. Why don't I remember this?
Because it was just in this one video that no one knew about.
Oh my God, that's fantastic.
I'm upset he's not in the new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, I know. Oh my god, that'd be so much better than fucking Wii U Fit Lady.
Hey, maybe hopefully Nintendo reveals him later.
I want one.
Oh my god, I want him to, like, even if he's like an assist trophy or something.
Oh
my. I want that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
One thing that I guess I wasn't really excited or upset about was they did show footage of the HD remake for Wind Waker.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really look different. Like, I can see where they have polished things up. I see where they, like, replaced textures and stuff.
It was already pretty beautiful, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like it's polishing something that's already, like, pretty polished, like, even after it's been released for several years.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm not upset, though, because, like, more people will, like, eventually play it. So, like, fucking can't really be that upset about that.
True. I was a little disappointed that we didn't get to see a new Zelda.
Yeah, no, I was kind of looking forward to that as well. But at the same time, they have admitted it's like I don't know, they're giving us a Zelda for the 3DS that is a direct.
Did they mention that at all in the direct?
There was a new trailer for it, I think.
Ooh.
They didn't really. I think they've officially called it. Let me look that up. As well.
Yeah, what is it?
It's not a Link to the Past. It's like
a link between worlds.
Yeah, a Link Between
something?
Worlds. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm like, oh, Link pun, yes.
I mean, it's a direct sequel. They had to.
Right. And they're doing that, and they're also doing the HD remake for Wind Waker. So I think their angle is, it's like, let's give them this for now to supplement.
Here's a new handhold, a new handheld, and an updated version of an old console game while we're making this awesome console Zelda game, we hope.
Right. And, I mean, I feel like if anyone's complaining, they should probably just shut up and leave. Because, like, that's pretty considerate. It's pretty considerate of them to be like, hey, like, we're so sorry. Here's, like, 1.5 new Zeldas.
Right, exactly. And I am, like, pretty, really excited about the new 3DS Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
As much that it may force me to buy a 3DS.
No, yeah, actually, that's another thing Mimi kept talking about so much, because we keep finding reasons to want to get a 3DS.
Yeah.
Pokemon XY, also, sure. I don't know if you've been paying attention to Twitter, or if your Twitter followers are the kind of same as mine, but I have a decent amount of, like, funny, like, webcomic artists, or just, like, general, like, internet artists.
Mm-hmm.
All of them have Animal Crossing New Leaf.
Oh,
my Twitter feed for the last 4 fucking days has been about how fantastic this game is. Or not that it's fantastic, but they're just having a lot of fun. Like, they're, like, these funny, quirky people, and they're, like, making these awesome, like, dress designs, and they're going to each other's, like, towns and shit. And I want to experience that really bad.
I know.
Like, with such palpable envy.
I've never played an Animal Crossing game, and I really want to play New Leaf. Just because of,
You know, the thing is with Animal Crossing games is that they don't ever really change up that much. Like, that's pretty much what I've heard. That, like, at their core, they all pretty much stay the same. There are minor details that are changed here and there. So, I don't want to say if you played one of them, you played all of them. But if you play one of them, you get the gist of what they're all about. So, I don't feel like starting with New Leaf would ever be a bad thing.
No, yeah, it doesn't seem like a... It's not a series.
Yeah, or if you've got a DS, there's Wild World for the DS you can get if you do not, like, want to throw down, like, what is it, $140 or $50 for a 3DS? It's probably more than that.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. Time will tell.
Right. Because it's a lot of... Oh, hey! Update, guys. Guess what? The PS4 is also not region-locked.
Oh,
the Xbox One.
That's great. It's like they just did... It's like that episode of Seinfeld where George decides to do the opposite of everything he did.
Oh my god, right.
That's what Sony just did. Sony is opposite George Costanza right now. And it's working so well.
I think you should write them a letter telling them that.
Will they give me a PS4?
Yeah.
Then yes, I will do.
Give you a review copy of it, I'm
good
sure.
Enough. It's just an empty box.
Oh shit, did you hear that?
I did.
That's... The raccoons are waking up. I'm
not
even...
Oh my god, seriously?
Oh shit, there's one right there! What the... Get out of my house!
Oh my god. Ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing. What the fuck, man? So raccoons are a problem with you.
No, yeah. No, we're good now. The thing is, the way that the way that my room is set up is that I've got a window and like 8 inches there's a brick wall there. It's the apartment's right there. The other apartment's right there. So they love hanging out in the space between the houses. Like a lot. And usually they're not up this early, but I definitely just had one peek its head like between that space and just see what I was doing.
You know their sleep schedule. That's so great. Usually they're not up this early.
I will admit that I did watch them a little bit last night, and there's this tree in the other neighbor's yard, and it's not a house that's like claimed yet. No one lives there yet.
Okay.
But they are definitely like 20 feet up in this fucking tree, hanging out. This is my life now.
Oh my god, I love this.
This is...
Have you... Please tell me you've been taking notes on their activities.
I mean, mentally, pretty much.
Oh.
I know they live under the deck. Oh, I know that I have definitely seen about 7 of them under there before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you named them yet?
Surprisingly, no.
Oh.
We've called our landlord about it, and she said she would send people out about it. Not quite yet, though.
Hmm.
But I think we should end here. I think that's a pretty good way to end the podcast.
With the raccoons. Oh, good times.
Okay, so there was a couple other things that I wanted to talk about that we maybe wanted to talk about, but you know, we'll just we'll push all that to next week because I thought
next
there was
time.
Yeah, we will talk less about E3 and more about our lives, which arguably I don't know who else wants to hear about that shit. So.
Everyone,
yeah,
everyone wants to hear about our lives because we have so many friends.
If you know how to get rid of raccoons for very cheap and not using mothballs, because I tried that and that doesn't work, please email me or us at fpbsim@gmail.com.
Oh, man.
Where can they find your stuff, Mike?
Actually, I'd like to interject and say if you have any methods to make the raccoons angrier and possibly more bloodthirsty, you can send them to me. just tweet at me. Just tweet at me. No reason. Unrelated. So they can find me on the internet. I do vlogs. I do the video blogging, and I'm on YouTube at youtube.com/vlogginegan. Also, if you want to watch that documentary I made about our mutual friend Dave, who does duct tape stuff and is really, really cool, you can check that out at youtube.com/eganworks. It's called Duct Tape Dave. Watch it.
Oh, god damn it. That was them again. We need to go. They're trying to
get
in.
Oh my god. Okay. Zach needs to be, go to the chopper to get out. That really got away from me at the end. You can follow me on Twitter @EganWorks, and that's about it.
Hopefully I survive. If I don't survive, I will tweet my last dying breath thoughts.
Please do. That'll be great.
To my Twitter @ZachBruin, which I also have a Vine now. So if you hate Twitter, don't follow me at all, I guess. But if you like Vine, follow me on Twitter so you can see my hilarious Vines, which I really enjoy making a little bit too much.
Yes, we have both gotten Vine. Maybe two people who shouldn't have Vine, but
yeah, maybe not. I made a song about Barbersol today, the shaving cream. Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go see that.
I think of it literally every time I shave.
That's awesome.
I do a lot of work vines as well.
Yes.
Which I'm totally not supposed to do.
So if Jamba Juice, if you're listening, check out his vines. They're pretty great.
If you want to see some Jamba Juice vines,
they really make me want to go to Jamba Juice and buy your products.
Buy the sun spider eggs.
Right. You're rebranding them, those right? As sun spider eggs?
Yeah, that's what frozen peaches look like, by the way.
I'm so tired. If you've noticed, I haven't been able to. I've been slurring. I got up at like 5:30 this morning, so.
Jesus, that's terrible. I gotta get up tomorrow at 6:30 for class. But where can they find all of our blog stuff, Mike?
You can find all of our blog stuff. The blog itself, which is basically just a place where our podcasts go, because we haven't written anything in a long, long time. But
you know,
maybe
our podcast blog.
Right. That's at firstpersonblogsim.wordpress.com. That's also pushed out to the social media places. You can follow us on Twitter @FPBSim. We are on Tumblr, fpbsim.tumblr.com, and on Facebook at facebook.com/fpbsim. Also, go straight to Podomatic and follow us if you want to just get the podcast, we're also on iTunes. Rate us and crap.
Yes, first Dash Person Podcast Simulator, and it should give you results for us.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right, I gotta go and not die from raccoons, maybe.
Yeah, you go ahead and live tweet your raccoon's hostile takeover of your apartment.
Yep, and hopefully I'll join everyone next week if, you know, I'm not dead.
Yes.
All right, bye, guys.
Happy E3.